Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It has been nearly a month since the coronavirus pandemic hit Michigan. Many of us working from home and children are out of school for the year. So how do we deal with all of it? Joining us live and local is Dr. Jessica Purton-Harrell, who has a private practice in Farmington Hills and specializes in anxiety and OCD. And good morning, doctor. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
So I guess the first question is, how are you coping?
That's a good question. We're all having a little bit of anxiety, or a lot in some cases, aren't we? It's been an interesting kind of situation, being someone who specializes in treating anxiety, to definitely feeling my own be so high. And it's probably one of the first times I remember in my career where it has definitely influenced, you know, that process a bit. And I try to be very honest with those with whom I work, to let them know that they're certainly not alone in this, and that, you know, kind of baseline anxiety for everyone is pretty much, you know, through the roof at this point.
So we understand.
Doing my best.
As we all are, right? We understand you're doing some research and finding that people with OCD are actually dealing with this pandemic and situation we are all in better than others. How is that?
Yeah, I've been really encouraged by this. I, you know, when this first happened, of course, a clinician who works with OCD is extremely concerned, because the kinds of things we do in treatment are obviously, they stand contrary to what we're being told to do. So in other words, the CDC is telling us to wash our hands, you know, to excess in some ways. If on a normal day, this looks excessive, right? I sort of say, if you're looking up from above from space right now and you look down at the United States, you might think that most of the country could be diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder. So that was providing this huge challenge for us clinically, to figure out how do we pull back our treatment and be prudent and keep people safe and have them follow the guidelines set out, and at the same time not have them take steps back in their treatment. But what I'm finding is that over time they're doing very well. Some are struggling somewhat, you would imagine, with some of the particulars, but overall I'd say coping well, because they're really used to sitting with that uncertainty. This is a message they've been getting for all the time they've been in treatment, is that we have to sit with doubt and uncertainty and sort of sit with that discomfort and tolerate it. And I think for those of us who don't have OCD, we're sitting there saying, gosh, this is really, really difficult. It might be maybe the first time in our lifetime that we feel very out of control and we can't control much that's going on around us. So I do find that when I'm talking to people that don't have OCD, sometimes their anxiety is much higher than those who are accustomed to dealing with the uncertainty. And that's been very encouraging, at least from a practice standpoint.
So are you doing telehealth? Are patients talking to you? Okay, so how is everyone, not just people with OCD, but how is everyone adapting to that new form?
Yeah, it's been an interesting kind of thing. I think overall, I mean, what a wonderful alternative we have to be able to do it. It's you know, it's not in person. It's not the perfect solution, but man, it's a great second best. So generally speaking, people have responded well. It hasn't changed a whole lot about how we deliver services, except for the fact that we're talking through screens. But I would say there are some, I would say an uptick in cancellations, in the sense that people, as much as they need the support right now, it is for some very uncomfortable to do that. I think some worry about privacy, others worry about just not being able to be as forthcoming when you're talking through screens. It's less personal. So it has its challenges, but I you know, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? It's a really good alternative for us to be able to continue to provide services and provide that support. So I try very hard to encourage people to take advantage of that. Most practices I know are doing this type of service provide.
Okay, we are about 3 weeks into the stay-home order, and, you know, parents are home, kids are home, everyone's home with the dogs and cats. And, I mean, what do you tell parents who are trying to work and help their children with schoolwork, and they may be a little overwhelmed? How do you balance it all?
Yeah, you bet. This is a real problem, isn't it? It's something that we probably never considered we'd all have to be doing, and doing it at the same time. One thing that I think can help is to keep somewhat of a regular schedule. I don't want to be overly, you know, strict about that. None of us want to be, you know, make this punitive, but I think having some sort of schedule and structure to the day is important for kids and for parents. You may have heard people say control the controllables. Right now there's a lot uncontrollable in our lives, and I think kind of picking those things we can control, one of those is those bedtimes, those wake-up times, maybe having a couple of chores a day that are expected of each kid that's obviously tailored for each child, whether they're young, might be a little chore versus an older chore. Older kid tour. I think, you know, sometimes it's being a little bit more easy on ourselves and laxing some of the standards that we typically have. So one thing parents will do is limit screen time, which on a typical day is a wonderful thing to do. However, we have to remember that screen time is the only way these kids can connect socially. So many times it's through, you know, video games, or it's through, you know, Snapchat or other kind of online things. And we have to understand that they're used to 7 hours a day in school and then extracurriculars and sometimes sports that connect them with other kids. And so I think really relaxing those standards and allowing a little more flexibility around that screen time so that kids can get that social piece is really huge. Maybe some other things would be incorporating your kids into helping do certain things like make dinner once or twice a week. What does that look like for a little kid? Well, maybe they make PB&Js and carrots and some chips, but that's their version of kind of helping, and that might free you up to be able to do some of your work. You might be tag teaming with a spouse or a partner to have some undivided, you know, where you could just be alone. I think all of those things can really help sort of have us find a new normal in this difficult situation. But being kind to ourselves in whatever way that looks like for each family is also really important.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking to Dr. Jessica Purton-Harrell about how to deal with all the anxiety and also how to help out our kids during this coronavirus crisis.